earn my living with my hand. A rolling steel mill downtown Birmingham. Was born in Tuscaloosa, died right here in Birmingham. Birmingham, Birmingham, the greatest city in Alabama. You can shovel across this entire land. There ain't no place like Birmingham. Take it. Technically, this is the hardest thing I have to do in the show. Last day married, but she's called Marie. Live in a three-room house with a pepper tree. They work all day in a factory. That's all they would be. Got a big black dog, his name is Dan. Lives in my backyard in Birmingham. It's the meanest dog in Alabama. Get him, Dan. Birmingham, the greatest city in Alabama. You can shout across this entire land. There ain't no place like Birmingham.
Thank you.
in October, I for the first time in 6, maybe 7 years, I took a look in the mirror, and I noticed that a bit of gray had begun. You can see it right, sort of right here, and begun to, you know, sort of invade my hair. You know, since last time I looked, and I look different, you know, than the last time. And in Los Angeles, we reason differently. In Europe and the old Greek tradition, you reason from without, inward. We reason from ourselves outward. So I knew by looking in the mirror and the way I looked in the mirror that the century must be about over. I knew, as they did in 1800, which I remember very well, 1900, which I remember well, they named the great painters, the great authors, the great leaders, great business leaders, and the great composers. And I realized back in October that I was probably way behind to make the, you know, top 10 list, let alone the top 10,000. Certainly, you'd have to put Shostakovich ahead of me, Stravinsky, Schoenberg. A lot of people's names started with S. Styx, Stevie Nicks, Sting, Stevie Wonder. But anyway, and I wanted to do something to elevate myself into the top, you know, ranks. Shostakovich wrote 15 symphonies. Now, I don't have time to do that, nor do I have the ability. So I started writing a song cycle. I wrote the first part of it. It didn't succeed in getting me in the first 50,000. But I did complete it in the style of Brahms or your great compatriot Schubert. And it's called The Girls of My Life, Part 1. Maybe 5'2". Had the cutest little feet. Made my heart go tweet tweet. Quite a pleasant disposition. Then came a pretty young French girl whom I met in Las Vegas. And I was there with my parents. Oh my. Had a real nice conversation. So I've had to go through again when I went through, you know, 20 years before or more, and go to orientation. It was different this time, you know, this time. So, are you the children's grandfather? I said, what the fuck? But in general, but it was different all around. It was a private school, and it was, the people were different. So I wanted to write about that, actually. I didn't want to, I did. And at the same time, I wanted to get out of the way explaining to people the failure of Marxism. So I put it all in one song. It's called The World Isn't Fair. I knew this is where the hotbed of Newman record sales had been here. Karl Marx was a boy. He took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place, while others were painting the town blue. Public-spirited boy. Became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything until he came up with a plan. sorry, but it's true. I want to thank you for the good years and apologize for the rough ones. Must be laughing yourself sick. Up there. I didn't realize when I was animating to the picture that they were animated. I thought they were real.
kids and real toys and everything. But it was entirely animated. And the movie starts with a song. And then there's this little boy comes, and he's got a potato head in one hand, and like a pig in another, and he waves him around. And a cowboy doll, and he waves that around for a while. So I wrote this thing for flute. You know, it's like Mendelssohn, but it's worse than Mendelssohn. And oboe, but you can't hear it because they're like talking over it. This kid is talking over the music. So anyway, he gets a spaceman doll, which takes over from the cowboy doll as the kid's favorite. And the cowboy doll is very sad. So I wrote a song. There's a song there. And then the spaceman doll, a little later on, learned something really horrible about himself. He didn't know he's gay or really bothered him. They tried to explain to me. I didn't understand it. Anyway, so I wrote a very sensitive song there. All of a sudden, so the spaceman and the cowboy, they're flying through the sky. They land in a car. It's Christmas. There's another song, and the movie's over. And it did, you know, like I say, there's a shocking amount of jokes and talking in it. You know, it isn't just music, but it did well. And this is the song I'm playing. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead. Emotional girl. More so recently than ever before, that nobody, retires from show business. They're playing. Status Quo had a farewell tour in 82 with this. The Moody Blues are, you know, toppling along, right behind them. Jethro Tull's out there kicking. And, you know, it's still good, you know. But if we weren't any good, if we'd gone bad, and a number of us have gone bad, there's no one to tell us. You know? And no one's going to tap a cart on the shoulder and say, Paul. You know, and we think we're doing fine. So I wrote a song for all of us called I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. And what's required for you is like a minor third. So I go, I'm dead, but I don't know it. You go, he's dead, he's dead. I'm dead, but I don't know it. That's it. But as vicious as you can make it, that was a little lyrical and polite, you know. Not in the Vienna Woods here, or at the Palladium. And there's one other part where it goes, where you have the lead, you go, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. I said, but I don't know it. Say it anyway.